Welcome to Your Badass Brain, the podcast that uses coaching, psychology, and simple neuroscience to arm you with the knowledge and tools to get from where you are now to where you really want to be. And here's your host, professional certified coach, April Oswald, to help you get the most from your badass brain.
Hey there, everybody. I hope all of you amazing listeners have gotten a great start on your New Year's evolution, an evolution that is going to take place for you when you start spending more of your time in badass brain mode, purposely feeling all the feels, by which I mean allowing all of your emotions and knowing that you can handle them, and actually using them to uncover all of the thoughts that are programmed into your base brain, and consciously deciding which ones are working for you and which ones you would really rather let go of. And before I get on with this episode, I want to ask you all a favor. It's actually something really simple that you can do for me. If you've been enjoying my podcast over the past couple of months, or if this is your first episode and you like it, can you please give me a review or even just a rating? It helps the podcast show up more in search engines, and it helps me grow my listening audience. And it's really easy, or at least it is if you're listening through Apple Podcasts. All you have to do on the page where you hit play is scroll down a bit and then click on the stars, preferably five of them. And it'll give you an option to write a review, which I would appreciate, but isn't required in order to submit the rating. I meant to ask you all to do this in the last episode as a little holiday gift to me, but I forgot. And if you did listen to that last episode, then you heard me talk about approaching 2021 as a year of evolution rather than a year of resolutions, especially if you're like me and setting New Year's resolutions hasn't always gone so well for you. Or maybe setting them has gone well, but keeping them hasn't always gone so well. And then after I released that episode, I had the thought that I might have missed the point. I might not have adequately conveyed the message that I had intended, or at least that there was more I wanted to say on the topic to clarify exactly what I'm talking about by a New Year's evolution. So that's what I'm going to do in this episode. And in fact, missing the point is a great way to describe some of the ideas that I want to share with you. Because I think that in setting New Year's resolutions and in setting a lot of the goals that we set for ourselves or in wanting the things that we want, we do so often miss the point. Because the goal itself, the thing itself, is not the point. It's not what we're truly after. What we're truly after is the emotion. As I've said before in earlier episodes, the reason that we want anything or the reason we want to accomplish anything is because of how we will feel when we have it or when we do it. We think that we'll feel better. And truthfully, oftentimes we will, but only because of the new thoughts that we'll then be having about our lives and ourselves once we have the thing or make the change or conquer the goal. We'll be able to think better about who we are or about what we're making out of our lives. We think we'll then be better people, that we'll be more worthy, more likable, more successful human beings. The base brain constantly feeds us thoughts about what is wrong with us now, about how we don't measure up to others, how we're not doing it right, how we should be doing more, how we should be more, be different, so that we can be happy. It tells us that other people are judging us and that we can't be the way we are and be admired or even just accepted. It feeds us a lot of thoughts that make us feel pretty shitty about ourselves and our lives. And it's all BS. Our base brains feed us bullshit and we believe it. We believe it as if it's the truth. And then when we believe something, we go out and we find evidence to prove it true. Our base brain is always hard at work trying to prove itself right. It's like some world-renowned attorney fighting a very important case where there's evidence that can be found for either side of the issue and interpreted in multiple ways. But it interprets everything in whatever way proves its case and ignores all of the other possible evidence, or all of the different ways that the case could be presented. And even when it finds evidence to the contrary, it looks for ways to twist it to its own advantage. This is what a good lawyer does. This is what a lawyer is trained and educated to do. But this is also what our base brains do naturally. So when you believe those default thoughts, those programmed thoughts that tell you aren't good enough, that you aren't thin enough, rich enough, attractive enough, smart enough, outgoing enough, successful enough, all those things that your brain tries to make you believe, you'll then be out on a mission to plead the case. And you become highly aware and highly susceptible to all of the stupid messages out there in society that try to sell you the same thing. All of the advertising that tries to capitalize on making you feel bad about yourself. Because advertisers know that our base brains do this by default, and they play on it. They purposely plant these little pieces of evidence in an attempt to convince you that you need more in your life to be happy, that you need whatever they are trying to sell you in order to be enough. And messages like this are all over our society. It's hard to go a day without seeing them. TV, social media, billboards, magazines, in the grocery store checkout line, all bombarding us with their advice and showing us how happy people are if they look a certain way, or if they have certain things, or if they can be a certain type of person. And then when we don't fit that mold, or our lives don't look that way, we think we're missing out on something. We feel like our lives are lacking in some way, and that true happiness must be just on the other side. But I want to offer that it is that thought, and not your circumstances, but the thought that you are missing out, that is what creates unhappiness and dissatisfaction. How do you feel when you think that you're missing out on something? Recall a time when you weren't invited to a party or an event or a work meeting that you had really wanted to be included in. How did that feel? Frustrating, disappointing, heartbreaking, lonely? Not very good, right? But even at those times, it isn't the lack of invitation that leaves us feeling that way. It's the thought that we are missing out on something. If we didn't have that thought, if instead we thought something like, I am always invited to the places I'm meant to be, we would feel differently. That simple change in thought changes our entire experience of the situation. And I'm not suggesting that you should be able to simply change a thought on the spot. I just want you to see that it really is the thought that creates your emotional experience. And FOMO, the fear of missing out, this is a very common experience for us humans. It's the reason that we want a lot of the things we want. We think that we're missing out on the good life. We think that we're missing that one thing that would certainly make us happier, whatever that may be for you. But just like that party invitation, it's not your lack of those things keeping you from happiness. It's only the thought that you are missing out on something. Because like all thoughts, when you believe this, your brain will find the evidence to prove it true. It will be on a constant mission to identify and convince you of all of the circumstances that need to be different before you can feel better, before you can be happier. It'll focus on the things you lack in your life rather than all of the things that you do have. It's another example of the brain creating a self-sabotaging result. Because the thought that you're missing something, that you need something different in order to feel better, is keeping you from feeling better. It's keeping you focused on changing your circumstances instead of working on changing your brain. And changing your brain is where happiness is available to you right now. As the person you are right now, and with exactly what you have right now, you do already have everything that you need to be happy, because you have your badass brain. And it is only your brain that can make you happy. The thought that you are missing out is one of the default thoughts that your base brain wants you to believe. And it's a thought that's been conditioned into most of us. But when you realize that it is BS and that it is optional and you choose to think something different, when you choose to believe that you already have everything you need to be happy, that is when you will be happy. When you believe that you need to change something external or something about you other than your brain, then yes, if and when you achieve that thing, if and when you make that change, you may be happy, at least initially. But even then, it's only because of the thoughts you'll be thinking. But whatever those thoughts are, they're available to you always. You don't have to wait until something in your external world changes to think what you want to think. So why not think those thoughts now? Why not right now think you have everything that you need to be happy? What is stopping you? And I really want you to consider this, right? Say it out loud to yourself. Say, I already have everything that I need to be happy. How does that feel? How much resistance is there to that thought? How hard would it be for you to believe that? Just play around with it for a while. And then ask yourself, if you were already happy right now, if you didn't think that you were missing out on something, what would you choose to do? What results would you choose to create in your life? If you didn't need to change anything about you or your world to be at peace, what would you want to do simply because you get one life to live and you want to make the most of it? When we learn to be happy, when we use our badass brains to create happiness no matter what our circumstances are, it is so much easier to take the actions that help perpetuate that happiness, that take the actions to create the results that we want, simply because it's the life experience that we want to have, not because our happiness depends on it. Look at how many people in the world, quote unquote, have it all and are still not happy. People who have spent their entire lives chasing some idea or some definition of success under the assumption that it would make them happy, only to arrive and realize that inside they felt no different. They get to this place that they've strived for their whole lives only to ask, you know, what does it all mean? I was one of them. On paper, I had everything that I had always believed would make me happy. All of the things that I had spent my life chasing. A solid marriage after two previously failed attempts. I wasn't over drinking, over drugging, overeating, all of which I had struggled with at some point in the past. I had happy and healthy kids, a great job with colleagues I enjoyed, complete financial freedom. And the thing that I had always most equated with happiness was a thin and fit body. And yes, I was grateful and proud of what I'd accomplished. And there were a lot of, you know, individual moments of happiness. But underlying it all was still a feeling of angst, an underlying anxiety and dissatisfaction. The feeling that I must be missing out on something, that there must be more. Maybe my marriage should be better. My kids should behave differently, or I should be a different kind of mom. I should have closer friendships, or I should strive to make even more money and lose even more weight. I was still convinced that if I could just change something about my circumstances, eventually I could finally just relax and live happily. So that's where I focused my energy. I tried to change my husband. I tried to control my kids. I stayed in corporate life for the money when inside I really wanted to do something different. And I beat myself up on a regular basis for gaining even a couple of pounds or skipping the gym for a few days. My underlying belief that I must be missing out on something was leading me to diminish my own happiness. And I was ashamed that I felt this way. I thought I had no right to be having those kind of problems. I thought I was being shallow and selfish. I wasn't supposed to feel that way, given everything that I had in my life. So I got good at holding it all in and in pretending that everything was great until I couldn't. until the pretending and the holding it in became too heavy. And then I found coaching, and I learned the things that I'm sharing with you. Right? I learned that it didn't matter what my circumstances were if my brain was continuing to run the same program, to produce the same thoughts it always produced. And one of those thoughts was that there must be something more, that I must be missing out. And it turned out that that thought was right. But what I was missing out on was not what I had expected. The only thing that I had been missing out on was the ability to manage my mind, the ability to step out of autopilot thinking mode and to use my badass brain to create my reality, to create the experience of life that I wanted to be having. And it all started with questioning every thought that I had been believing, questioning every thought that made me feel bad about myself, or that told me that I needed to be different, or that things needed to be different for me to feel better. And when I started to do that, everything started to change. Questioning our thoughts, asking why we are choosing to believe them when they hurt us, asking what purpose they are serving in our lives, this is how we start to make real change. Imagine your life without some of the thoughts that you're carrying around. Imagine your life if you dropped some of those thoughts that make you feel terrible about yourself. This is how we start to unravel the base brain bullshit. I uncovered so many thoughts that I hadn't even realized I'd been thinking. Thoughts that had become so much a part of me that I couldn't see them for what they were. And I couldn't see that they were responsible for my unhappiness. All I could see were the things in my external world. And it was so much easier to just assume that that is what needed to change. But once I started to even consider, right, even just a little bit, that perhaps it really was me, that perhaps my own thoughts really were what was causing my misery, I started to get really curious and to explore it. And it has been the most enriching, enlightening, life-changing, and yes, often difficult journey I've ever been on. One at a time, I started to address each of the circumstances and the people in my life that I thought needed to be different. And for each of them, I uncovered the related thoughts that were really responsible for how I was feeling. And I started the work on changing those thoughts. And some of those thoughts I was able to discover through my own self-coaching. But others, they were just so deeply embedded in my default programming that I was too enmeshed to see it. I was like fish in water that doesn't even realize what water is because that's all it's ever known. And that's the benefit of working with a coach. My coach wasn't swimming in my fishbowl. She wasn't inside my own brain, so she was able to see things in a way that I couldn't. Every single coaching session led me to uncover a thought, often just a single thought that I hadn't noticed before, a thought that was holding me back from what I wanted to feel, do, or create. And once I was able to identify those thoughts, I could then apply my own self-coaching tools over time to change them, to reprogram my base brain to produce the thoughts that created the emotions I wanted to be feeling. And I learned about the science behind this, the neuroscience behind how the neural connections that get wired into our brains create our reality, and that the more we use a certain neural pathway, the stronger those connections get, and the more something becomes our truth. But that when that truth doesn't serve us and what we want in the world, we can deliberately alter those connections. And so I started to prune away the old neural pathways, the pathways that produced those old thoughts. And I deliberately worked on making new ones. And slowly, everything started to change. And it's a process. It didn't happen overnight. In fact, it's still happening. It takes time and commitment. And this scares so many people away especially in today's world where we want what we want and we want it now. And if we can't have it quickly, right away, then forget it. And yes, there were times my base brain tried to convince me of that. But now, 2 years into this journey, I am so glad that I didn't listen. Because had I given in, had I decided that the process wasn't going fast enough, I would not be where I am today. I would not have evolved into the person that I am now. I would have just allowed that old programming to continue creating the same old life. So when I spoke in the last episode about a New Year's evolution, this is the point that I was trying to make. A resolution is just one thing that we want to do differently in our lives. An evolution is a slow change over time, a change in who we are. And this means a change in our brains, because it is our brains that make us who we are and determine how we experience our lives. Evolution is a permanent change. And when we permanently change the way we think, we can't help but change the way we experience the world. Right? We can't help but to show up differently in the world, to show up in a way that we want to, not just in the way that we were originally programmed to. We slowly become somebody different, somebody new, somebody that we have purposely decided to become, because we didn't get a real say in that when our brains were first developing. And when we become that new person, then we can naturally create the results we want without so much struggle and striving. And sometimes those things that we've been struggling with or striving for, we realize that they truly aren't even that important to us. And that when we're already happy, we really don't even want to spend any of our energy on them. We realize that we only wanted those things to be different because we wanted to feel differently. But once we're able to create those desired emotions for ourselves, we see that some of those things are already exactly how they're supposed to be, and that it was just our lack of acceptance causing the problem. For me, in some areas, I was able to generate the emotions that drove me to take new actions, the actions that were necessary to create new results. In other areas, I was amazed to find that once I changed, nothing else needed to. And what a relief that has been. Because a lot of the things that I thought needed to change, my past, other people, larger circumstances in the world, I do not have the power to change. I can't change those things. And striving to change things that we cannot change only ever leads to stress and suffering. And yes, I hate to break it to you, but unfortunately, this does include other people. I know how much you might think you can change other people or how much you might really wish they would change, but it just isn't possible. And using your energy in an attempt to try is exhausting. Letting go of the desire and the need to change other people, of my wanting other people to be different so that I could feel better, has been one of the most freeing parts of my personal coaching journey. And without a doubt, one of the biggest game changers in my peace and happiness. Truly understanding and acknowledging that nobody else has the ability to create my emotions or my results is so empowering. I continue to be amazed by how, when I change the way I'm thinking, my experience of other people can change dramatically, even if they don't change at all. Though often they do, because when your energy shifts, things around you do start to change. We've all heard the saying, be the change you want to see in the world. And I'd always interpreted this to mean that if you want other people in the world to behave a certain way, then you should behave that way first. But I've come to understand it in a new way. I've come to understand it to mean that who you are creates the world that you experience. That be the change means to create that change in your brain. And that then you will start to see the change in the world. Because when you rewire your brain to believe new things, it will then go to work, finding and creating evidence to prove those new things true. And when that happens, your experience of the world changes. You have become the change that you want to see in the world. And once you are able to do that, the possibilities for what you create are endless. And in future episodes, I will share more in depth some of the things from my own personal journey. I'll share what some of my old thought patterns were and the thoughts I've decided to believe that have changed my life and the thoughts that I'm still working on so that you can see and know that change is possible and so that you can start your coaching journey to your new badass brain lifestyle. Living in badass brain mode, it really is a lifestyle, like a lifestyle of mind management. It's not a simple or singular change. It's not a resolution. It is an evolution. And my hope is that listening to this podcast is part of that evolution for you. But I would love to help you even more. So if you feel even a slight pull towards doing this work or a curiosity about what is possible for you, that is your badass brain trying to get your attention. Honor it. Take the first step and reach out to me. There are various ways that we can work together. And if finances are your concern, we can work around that. So please do not let that stop you. I even offer free group coaching. So just ask me about it. Submit the interest form on the group coaching page of my website, yourbadassbrain.com, or email me at info@yourbadassbrain.com. And you don't even need to have any kind of specific goals to get started on your coaching journey. You can come simply because you want to improve your quality of life, because you want to feel better. In fact, there is no better reason than that. The truth is, I'm just so excited about the power that coaching has had in my life and in the lives of others that I've worked with that I want to make it available to as many people as possible. And I hope that you will be one of them. So thanks for listening to me. And thanks for the podcast rating that you can't wait to go give me. And stay tuned for my next episode. And in the meantime, keep using your badass brain. Bye for now.